I tell you, the classifiers are good this week, but I did win the Euro Millions.
What?
Oh, yeah, I won the Euro Millions. It's good that still here, isn't it?
You're like that girl that found the ticket in her bra.
Almost, £32.80.
Oh, congratulations, though. It's better than nothing. You love a bargain, don't you?
Why didn't Newsbeat do an interview with you?
Not that important. Charming. Didn't hide the ticket in my bra, just kept it in my wallet.
Oh, look, he's here! Yay!
Yay! Are you lot still here?
Can we not do this anymore?
No, we're doing it all week.
Two people came up to me today and said, Fraser, are you lot still here?
That was a proper
catchphrase. It's ridiculous. I feel like Richard Wilson.
I don't believe it.
Oh, I don't believe it. Oh, him, yeah. Anyway, welcome home, flatmate. Hi. You right?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Thanks, very good. A bit late, aren't you? What time do you call this? 6:25. Okay, and now it's time for Becky's Classifieds. These are actual bargains that you can find on the internet right now. Let's do it. Are they good this week then, yeah?
Yeah, they are. Well, good.
Okay. What have you got for me first?
I can't remember. I think it's a bed.
What?
I think it's a bed.
Okay, let's find out.
King size bed.
Yeah. Yay!
Mattress and box spring. $60.
Now, this is from America, but I think it's still a bargain. It's only about £30. That's for an entire bed.
Okay.
I absolutely hate to sell this bed. This bed changed my life. That's to say, it changed my perspective of the dormant portion of my life. There's so much room.
See? £30 for a massive bed.
Mm.
You want it, don't you?
I don't like the idea of being on someone else's bed, really.
Really? Well, no. That's exactly what happened to me earlier when I got sent ill upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
I have noticed, actually, on your bed upstairs that you need to buy a bigger fitted sheet.
No.
You've got quite a posh big bed and then a tiny single fitted sheet.
I'll tell you why, because I put that on yesterday for when Brittany came round.
It's gaping at the edges.
It's gaping, it is. I know, I noticed that.
You haven't got a valance either. What's with that?
No, I don't...
Need quick access to your drawers.
Why did you put on a cheap sheet for when Brittany came round?
Well, she was writhing around in there. I don't know. Anyway.
You can just sprawl out and have your own space when your girlfriend's trying to steamroll you in her sleep.
I don't quite know what that is, but if you've got your own space, it's all fine.
Is that an American phrase?
I don't think I've ever been steamrolled in bed.
You might not know, you've been asleep.
I feel
what that. Is... what?
I can tell by your eyes that you have.
I have to sell the bed because I'm moving into a smaller place and this bed would simply occupy the entire room.
Oh, very good.
It's a year and a half old and has always been used with a feather-top mattress pad. That means you don't have to feel grossed out that you're sleeping on a mattress that other people have slept on.
Oh, OK. That's
so small comfort when you're being steamrolled, isn't it? At least there's a feather-top underneath you.
You may also have the feather-top pad as well, for free, if you'd like to use it yourself. It's quite comfy.
Pretty good bargain, this, actually. Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying now.
It also comes with a metal frame that it sits on, which may or may not have wheels. I can't remember. It does not come with the comforter or pillows. You can have the sheets if you like, but that's kind of weird.
No, don't want the sheets.
At least they admit that's weird.
What's a comforter?
It's a blanket, isn't it?
I don't know.
Isn't it American for blanket?
What, so you, while you're being steamrolled, you can do it in comfort?
Yes, exactly.
Anyway, serious inquiries only. Don't mess me around and not show up when you say you're going to. You know who you are. Come with a truck and the cash. Oh, if you bring me some beer, I'll help you get out of the house. Otherwise, bring a friend. There are stairs involved.
I like this guy's ad. He's
Fair
honest.
Enough, yeah.
He is honest. I like that. Right, next.
Donor machine. Small. For home use. £55.
What?
Now, a donor machine is not exactly what this is.
Has he read this wrong?
He has. What do you think it is?
I think it's a Donner machine.
Yes, it's for making kebabs in your own house.
Amazing.
Approximate measurements, 16 inches high, 12 inches wide and 15 inches deep. Gas cylinder and tube not provided. Contact Sol.
That's weird.
I'm not being funny, but do you know anyone who has a Donner kebab machine in their kitchen?
No.
No, I don't, but it's quite a good idea. It's certainly a better idea than a Donner machine, which would just be...
Yeah, I think we should get that Donner. Can we get that?
No.
Why not?
You don't want a big elephant's foot in your kitchen.
It doesn't look classy, does it?
Tasty, though.
No, I just... No.
Stick
which
it,
is just like a big, big load of meat, which you just keep chopping off.
It's not that big, it's for home use.
Yeah.
Stick it next to
your Lady Diana mugs and away you go.
What's for dinner tonight? Kebab.
Wham, earrings. £10.
Yes.
Wham. We moved on.
Yeah.
Wham earrings?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a pair of Wham earrings with a picture of George and Andrew on them. Offers over £10.
Now, one of my friends would love this, because he is the biggest George Michael fan in the world. He is a... It's not my flatmate.
But, or me.
Or you. But... And he's a boy. But even so, if it's got George on him, he would love that. Can we get these? How much are they?
£10. Doesn't it specify...
Reserve them.
It doesn't say whether it's George and Andrew on one earring or George on one ear and Andrew on the other ear.
Whatever, he would love it.
Has he got his ears pierced or does he want clip-ons?
I think clip-ons would be good, I don't know. And also, he will just wear the George one. He's not interested in Andrew, so he'll just wear the one.
Oh, right, okay.
Maybe I could get a deal on half price.
Yeah.
No chance. No, it would... The George one surely will cost £9.99 and the Andrew one will cost a penny.
Next.
One nose for sale. £1.
Hmm? Right, this is a genuine ad.
Mm-hmm.
They all are.
Nice shape, but I've decided to trade it in for a new model.
Is that Michael Jackson?
Whoa!
Hey!
Oh, God. This man's a comedian in his spare time.
16 years use. Amazing snot producer.
Ew.
Has a few spots and a couple of blackheads.
Yeah, gross.
This is disgusting.
Prone to dryness in the winter. Any offers considered, looking for a quick sale.
Well, it's only £1.
I don't understand what this is, right?
I don't understand it.
If you want a new nose and can't afford plastic surgery, call up this man. £1 later, you've got yourself one. It's
but
a
whose
bit snotty.
Whose nose is it?
Well, he says it's a 16 years use he's had.
So it's just a stick-on nose?
No, I think it's his actual nose. He's getting plastic surgery.
And does he just post it to you in an envelope?
I don't even know if it'll fit, but...
What, is it on ice or something?
Sends it in a bag of frozen peas. I don't know. It doesn't specify.
Well, let's find out some more if you could.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
West Cornwall loyalty card. £1.
You like the Southwest?
This sounds good.
Each card will provide you with a delicious medium-sized pasty and any hot drink, absolutely free of charge.
Well, it's not. It's cost you £1 because you bought the card, but, you know, you're still making a saving.
Yeah.
We should get this one for the one that doesn't speak.
He loves a pasty,
doesn't he? Whenever we go anywhere, he always has to have a pasty at the train station.
Yeah, you know at train stations, they always have those Cornwall pasty shops. Yeah. He can't walk past one. He can't walk past
has one.
Has one
when we leave.
What, even if it's in the breakfast time?
Yeah, one when we leave, and then when we arrive, we'll get one at the other
massive
end.
Massive ones. Like,
yeah.
The full price of a pasty and a drink is about £4.40, £2.80 and £1.60 for a drink, which means you can save about £3.
See? I'm after a bargain.
Really good.
Found one.
Yeah. Next.
One bag of marvellous miscellaneous crap. £16.35.
People sell anything.
And also, I like how specific he is with his pricing. He's obviously looked through and gone, that's £16.35.
So, what's in your large bag of marvellous rubbish? Your bag could contain electrical items, practical junk, something to resell, or it could be a grab bag of laughs. We don't know what's in each bag. It's true, random to crap'em.
Is this your mum selling this?
Yeah.
Stuff from your flat, £16.35.
The marvellous bag is the cream of the crap crop. We're talking primo rubbish here, folks. So be sure to buy more for a better selection. Nothing like good old rubbish, that's what we always say.
That's what my old mum used to say.
Was this actually written like this, or has Greg put some of his own phrases into
it?
No,
this was actually written like this.
Okay.
This one, actually, there was a lot of editing involved because Greg just could not stop laughing for about 20 minutes.
I don't want that.
No, I don't want that.
No.
Funny fork. £3.25.
See, this is good for your kitchen.
Yeah.
Can't beat a funny fork.
Also...
Oh, yeah, ask Fraser about the shoehorn. Yeah.
Right, in our cutlery drawer.
Yeah.
There looks what appears to be a shoehorn. And it was in the dishwasher.
I think it's on the kitchen table now, is it? One that doesn't speak.
It's a salad tosser. If you ever did anything in the kitchen, you'd know that.
No, none of them knew what it was either, and it looks like a shoehorn.
It does look like a posh shoehorn.
Anyway, but that's because you're looking at it on its own. If you see it with the other one, it looks like a salad
tosser.
Two
shoehorns.
Oh, I see. There's two shoehorns. There's a pair. And that makes it different.
I wondered how you got out of those trainers, Fraser.
Back to the funny fork.
This is one of the funniest products in the world. It's a working fork that you can eat with, but the great thing about it is that it extends to 25 inches or 62 centimetres long.
Yes.
Nice.
You can't beat an extendable fork.
Chef Fu.
Oh, hello.
Is he rapping now? What's he doing?
Rewind.
He's rapping the classifieds.
Share food or take a bite from someone else's plate from across the table with the extending fork whenever you want. You don't even need to ask them first.
Now, you'd like this.
I would like this.
Because you're always stealing my food at dinner time.
Okay.
It's great fun to take food from someone else's plate when they're not looking and see the look on their face when they can't understand where their food's gone.
Oh, hilarious. Imagine that. Oh, God, this is making me want to kill myself. Hang on.
This nifty multi-use extending fork also works well as a pointer, a back scratcher, and a spear for catching fish in case you become lost on a desert island.
Perfect.
We want to just point out that it's the fork. It's not the fork that's making you want to kill yourself. It's the fact that the CD player doesn't work. Yeah.
Thanks for your confidence in my classifieds.
Right, I'd quite like to have, not the nose.
You should get the nose.
No, I'd like the Wham earrings, please, just the George one. And not the rubbish. And the kebab machine for my flatmate.
Yes.
That was Becky's classifieds, thanks. This is our record of the week. It's amazing. It's Miley Cyrus' new track.